Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Philip. It's such a wonderful day. It's white. We have snow, and we are here together. I have a great Christmas present for all of you. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
That my sermon is not going to be very long. Yeah. So this morning is a great occasion to be preaching. We are celebrating the Nativity of the Lord, the birth of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior of us all. What I am about to say, you know, you have been told more than once, more than twice, but I think it is worth repeating it and reflecting on it. And I've got 4 points to share with you today, and this is actually my message. God came to this earth incarnated in Christ. Jesus Christ gives us communion with God, which is what we call salvation. He is God, human and divine, and He brings us hope. And probably this is enough, this is sufficient. And I could probably go back to my seat, although I don't think Philip would condone that. Maybe he could actually continue. Well, so sorry if I am building up your expectations. I think I'm going to continue developing these ideas a little bit further. You all know what the History Channel is, don't you? The History Channel explains that Christmas is celebrated on the 25th of December today, and that it is both a sacred religious holiday and a worldwide cultural and commercial phenomenon. For 2 millennia, people around the world have been observing it with traditions and practices that are both religious and secular in nature. Christians celebrate Christmas Day as the anniversary of the birth of Jesus of Nazareth, a spiritual leader whose teachings form the basis of their religion. Well, I'm quoting them, our religion. I'm going to repeat this. A spiritual leader whose teachings form the basis of our religion. And now I ask you, do you have any objections to what I just read? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Well, you don't know how much I have always wanted to say this. Well, I have objections. The History Channel is right, but at the same time is completely wrong. We are, in fact, today celebrating the birth of Christ. This is to a great extent correct. Christmas is a celebration for the church. It does not really matter if Jesus was probably born some other time of the year. However, and this is my biggest objection, he was not a mere spiritual leader whose teachings form the basis of our religion. Absolutely not. We believe that Jesus Christ is God. Jesus the Christ is God. Christmas means that God became a little baby. Christmas means that God entered our world. This is so huge, and it has many implications. We heard beautiful metaphors in the text we read today on God entering our world. For Isaiah, God enters our world marrying it. God comes to marry his city. Our Christian tradition tends to read here a metaphor of Christ's marriage with the church. Isaiah focuses on the city of God, over whom the bridegroom, Jesus, rejoices and takes delight, peace and happiness. Saint Augustine of Hippo, in his not-so-brief work, it's actually, yes, The City of God, commented on the idea that the peace and happiness found in the heavenly city can also be experienced here on earth. And this peace and happiness, I believe, can happen by bringing the kingdom of God closer to this earth. Simply through our Christ-like attitudes and interactions with the people we encounter every day, by being kind. And this behavioral approach can change the environment we are in, the culture of our workplace, and family and friends interactions. And this is not just for Christians, this is for everybody. As a counselor, I always invite my clients to think about how they come across, how they think others perceive them, and to think if they are being kind in their actions and sayings. A little conscious effort to think about this can definitely improve our behavior and make others and ourselves happier. Moving on. Titus speaks of Jesus as the epiphany or manifestation of God's gracious presence. And his language is so eloquent and elegant that it needs no further comment. God saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy. As Martin Luther put in a Christmas Day sermon, how could God have shown his goodness in a more sublime manner than by humbling himself to partake of flesh and blood? God's initiative to save us is a pure gift of mercy. And this is what we are celebrating today on this Christmas Day. Moving along the texts, the Gospel. You all have a service bulletin, so please look at the color picture of the illuminated manuscript of the cover. It is in color, so that's a good thing. You can see Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in a barn with animals, sleeping rough, homeless. The Gospel of Luke, we just read, sets the humble birth of Jesus in the backdrop of a mighty empire and powerful rulers. In the humblest and most unlikely of circumstances, a child is born who will be the true shepherd king, the true prince of peace and savior. The peace he brings will come not from military might, but from justice and mercy. He will rile not with coercive force, but with the power of self-giving love. God indeed became one of us to bring us hope and salvation. Christ is not a phantom, is not an idea. He is a proven historical character. In him, God has become truly visible. Because he became one of us, we can touch him, we can hear him, we can see the human face of God through Christ. But there is a but. What did Jesus really bring to the world? Because if you look at the newspaper, or if you watch the news, we still have wars, suffering, and death. So, what did Jesus bring? And this question is very relevant today in these very trying times, when Dr. Bonnie Henry informs us regularly that there is a new, highly contagious variant that pushed case numbers to startling levels in recent days, and hospitals are again on high alert. And then I ask, what did Jesus bring? Let me try to answer. That's why I'm here. Jesus brings us God. And this is what we celebrate in Christmas, that Jesus brings us God. Our faith will help us feel encouraged to face whatever 2022 offers us. It will inspire us to be thankful rather than bitter or fearful. We cannot control the circumstances. But we cannot let the circumstances control us. The angels announced peace and joy to the world. But on that first Christmas, Jesus didn't take away the evil and suffering of the world. Not at all. And since then, although we have celebrated 2,000-something Christmases, there is still evil and suffering in this world, even in our own lives, we who believe in Jesus. Were the angels wrong? Did they lie to the shepherds? Drina is saying no. How about if I say yes? No. No, of course not. They did not lie. The light of Christ dawned in Bethlehem when the world was still in darkness. And just so, the joy of Christmas shines in the depths of our hearts, even while storms and trials rage on the surface of our lives. The message of Christmas is that we are just travelers. We are traveling through this earthly life, and that God has come to travel with us, that if we stay by his side, we are guaranteed to arrive safely at our final destination, which is the everlasting life of heaven in the Father's house. The message of Christmas is not that the journey will be easy, but that the trip, when undertaken with our Lord, will be well worth the struggle. That is why we can be joyful, even amid our tears and difficulties, because we know that our Redeemer lives and weeps at our side in his humanity. And he will never abandon us. This is what Christ comes to bring us. This is a true joy and lasting peace. And I'm going to finish with a couple of verses from Psalm 97. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. Rejoice in the world, all you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.